Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Tes. The Mishnah is Mesayim Eta Halacha, one is being Mechalik Nechosav Apiv. He's Viba Le'echad, Umiyat Le'echad, Vishval Enes Abichor. In such a case, Dvarav Kayamin. Zog the Mishnah, if he's Amar Misham Yerusha, if when he's being Mechalik Nechosav Apiv, he mentions the Lashon of Yerusha, then it's Lo Yamar Klum, the Halacha is that his Amir isn't Mehani. This today's Mechalik Nechosav Apiv is not Mehani. And the Mishnah is Messiah, but if he mentions Matan at some point during his Dibor, he's Kasav Bein Betchila, Bein Bemtza, Bein Besoif, then the Halacha is Dvar Vizkayamin. And the Gemara explains, Hechidami Betchila, Hechidami Bemtza, and Hechidami Besoif. What do we mean when we say Matan Betchila, Bemtza, Besoif? And the Gemara is Mefarish, if he says, Tinosin Tzad, Plainis, Plaini, Vyirsha, that's the case of Matan Betchila. If he says the Yirsha v'tinasin, like that's the case of Matana b'soif, and if he says Yirsha v'tinasin of Yirsha, that's the case of Matana b'emtza. And the Gemara is Messiah with the Halacha v'davka ba'odam echad v'sada achas. If it's one person and one sada, in such a case, as long as he mentioned Matana at some point during his Amira, then it's Mahani Amira, so even though he was being Mechalak Nechas v'apiv with the Lashon of Yerusha. Ava ba'odam echad v'shtei sadis v'shtei b'nei adam and sada achas. In such a case, it's Leon Baklum, it's not Mahani. This that he said Yerusha to one and Matana to the other, or if he said Yerusha on one Sada and he said Matana on another Sada, in such a case, it's not Mahani, the Lashon of Matana, and Mimela we assume on the Sada he says Yerusha on, it's Leon Baklum, and on the Sada that he said Matana on, it's Mahani Amirasa. And the Gemara brings a Chedek, Yabalazda says, Afilu Adam Echad, Ushtei Sadis, Ushtei Sadis, Sada Achas, and Shnei Bnei Adam. In such a case, it's Mahani, the Lashon of Yerusha to one and the Lashon of Matana of the other. But Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam, in such a case, it's not Mahani. If he says I'm Matana to one and he says Yerusha to the other, in such a case, it's not Mahani, the Lashon of Matana. In the Pirush of the Etzem Gemara, why is it that it's Mahani, the Lashon of Matana, Bein Betchila, Bein Bemtza, Bein Besoif? Even though he said over a Lashon of Yerushan, according to one man, the Amar, Afilu for Shtei Sadis for Adam Echad, he's giving one person two sadas, he's giving two people each sada achas. If he says Yerusha to one and Matana to the other, it's Mahani, the Lashon of Matana that he says to one, that even the one that he said Lashon Yerusha to, it's also Dvarav Kayamin, and we don't say being that he said Lashon Yerusha is Leah Maklum. How is it that it's Mahani, the Lashon of Matana that he said at some point to fix up this that he said Yerusha to the other one, that we should say now Dvarav Kayamin? Rabban Leib in Ayelas HaShachar is Mazbe, being that he said Ba'odim Echad V'Sada Achas, and he said a Lashon Maton, and he also said a Lashon of Yerusha. He's being Megalatos that he's not Makbet, it should be Dafka B'Lashon Yerusha. The Ikkik Beit that he has is that the person who he wants to receive the field should be Mekabel the Sada. And this that he says Lashon Yerusha, or he says Lashon Maton, is Lav Dafka, is Kavon, is Dafka Yerusha, Dafka Matana. The Ikkik Kavon is that the person should be Mekabel the Sada. Memela, being that the Lashon of Yerusha isn't Mahani and the Lashon of Matana is Mahani, we assume his Kavon is for Lashon of Matana. His Kavon is that that the person should be Mekabel the Sada, should be Mahani, and we also this that he's being Mechalik Nechos of Apiv, and this that he says Matana, or he says Yerusha is Lav Dafka, whichever one works, that's the one that he wants. Being that he showed that he says Matana and Yerusha, he's being Megala Daitai, that he's not Makbet Dafka Yerusha, or he's not Makbet Dafka Matana. Memela, we assume that his kavon is that whatever works, and therefore we assume it means Matana and not a Yerusha. And the machlokes in the Gemara is that if is a dafka by Adam Echad v'sada achas, or do we say afilu by Shnei Bnei Adam v'sada achas? And he said one lashon Yerusha, and he said one lashon Matana. Do we see from there that the person isn't makbet that it should be dafka Yerusha, and the ikka kavon is that each one should get half the field? Or being that he said to one of them lashon Yerusha, and he said one of them lashon Matana, the one that he said Yerusha to, he wants a dafka to be Yerusha. And what in Lehepech, if it's Shtei Sadis V'Adam Echad, maybe the Sada that he said Yerusha, he wants Dafka Yerusha, or do we say, being that he said Yerusha to on one Sada, Matana on the other, we see that this person isn't Makbet on being a Lashon Yerusha or a Lashon Matana, and his Ikka Kavon is that the person should receive the field, and being that Yerusha isn't Mahani, and Matana is Mahani, we assume that his Kavon is Dafka for Matana, and not for Yerusha. The Gemara is Mamshech and Bing Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that he holds Afilu Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam, as long as he mentioned the Lashon of Matan as Mahani Amirasi, Afilu, the one that he said the Lashon to Yerusha to, we assume that his Kavanah is from Matan, that's Mahani Amirasi. And the Gemara later brings the Shita of Eshlakish, Veshlakish Amad like Kona, Cheyeme, Plaini, Uplaini, Yershu, Sada, Plainis, Uplainis, Shana Satun, and Matana, Vyershum. If a person is giving to two different people two separate sadas, he is not kind as if he says a Lashon Yerusha to one and a Lashon Matana to the other, until he says a Lashon of together, plainly, plainly should be Yershu, Sada, plainness, Uplainis, Shana Satan of Matana, Vyershu. He has to be koyel them both together with the Lashon Yerusha, then the Lashon Matana, and then the Lashon of Yerusha. And the Rashbam is mefarish that if you'd be koyel them both together, that plenty should yarshin and together matana. He said the Lashon Yerusha on both, and the Lashon of Matana on both, with helping Messiah again with the Lashon of Yerusha. In such a case, it'd be loikani. So the Rashbam, we would assume, being that it's two separate people, and he said two separate lishainis, Hagami said the Lashon Yerusha on both of them, and the Lashon of Matana on both of them. We would assume that the Lashon Yerusha he said is going on the first one that he mentioned, and the Lashon Matana that he said is going on the second one he's mentioned. And Mamele, the first one would not be Koine, being that on the first person his Kavana was Yerusha, and on the second person his Kavana was Matana, only the second person would be Koine. And the Rashbam is Messiah with the Chiddush, that this type of Reish Lakish says that it's only Mahani if he says, Plainy, you plainy should Yerushu, so the plainy su plainy shenna satim lohem, that I already gave them v'yirshum. He said, Yerusha, shenna satim lohem, and then Yerusha again. Dr. Ashbam, it's Tafkif, he said, Yerusha, shenna satim, and afterwards Yerusha again. But if he says, Plainy, you plainy Yerushu, so the plainy su plainy v'sinosein lohem, and it should be given to them these fields, and then he says Lashon of Yerushim, he says Lashon of Yerusha. After that, Zakhtar Ashbam, in such a case, it's not Mahani Amirosai, and in such a case, we would assume that the Lashon Yerusha is going only on one of them, and Lashon Matan is going on the other one, and the one with Lashon Yerusha is going on would not be Kaina. And the Masha asks on the Ashbam, what's the chilik if he says Yerusha, Shenasatim Lohem Vyirshim, or if he says Yerusha, and then he says Shetinosim Lohem Vyirshim? What's the chil between the Lashon of Shenasatim, that I already gave it to them, and the Lashon of Tinosin, that it should be given to them, that in one, in the case of Nasatim, we assume it's Megala, that it's going on both of them, and on both of them have a Lashon of Matana and a Lashon of Yerusha, and being that they have a Lashon of Matana, it's Mehani Amirasai, and by the case of Tinosin Lehem, that it should be given to them, over there we assume that Yerusha is going on one, and Matana is going on the other, and the one who we said the Lashon of Yerusha to isn't Kaina. And the Mashal leads us by a kasha. We use it that the Rashbam saw this chiddush that tinasin lehem is not mehani. And v'oid, what is the chiddush between tinasin lehem and shenasatim lehem? Rabbi Aaron Levin in Ayelos Hashacha answers the kasha of the Mashal, and he's mefarish being that the lashon of tinasin is a lashon of osit. It should be given to them. In such a case, we assume that the first lashon he said of Yerushu is going on the first one that he mentioned, and when he says tinasin, it's a second amir that he's saying over that it's tinasin v'yirshum. And his kavanah that it should be given to them and they should yashin it, and that's going on the second person. We assume the first lashon he said is going on the first person and the second lashon he said is going on the second person, and therefore only the second person is kaina. Mashenki, when he says the lashon of shenna satim, that the lashon that it was already given, it's going back on the first lashon of Yerusha that he said yeshu plainy you plainy, they should both yashin, and then he said shenna satim, that the lashon of matan is going back on the first lashon of Yerusha. And then he says again, a lashon of a yirshim. In such a case, all three lashonis go together. They're all going on both of them. And in such a case, we can't be mefarish kavanosai that the Yerusha is going on the first one and Matana is going on the second one. Being that he said in the satim, which is a lashon of this, that he gave to them be Yerusha, that Yerusha should be shana satim. That's a lashon of Matana that I already gave to them be Matana. So being that he mixed together a lashon of Matana and lashon of Yerusha, in such a case, we assume both of them is a bein a lashon of Yerusha and bein a lashon of Matana. And both of them, and they are both kainah. We don't assume a lashon of Yerusha is going on either of them. And being that there's lashon of Matana, therefore it's dvarv kayamin. And the Gemara continues, Ube Plugta, this machlekes mentioned earlier is also machlekes amiram that Ramnuna holds dafka adam echad v'sada achas, but adam echad u'shtei sadis, it's not mehani lashon Matana, one sada for the other sada. And if Nachman is chaylik that afil adam echad u'shtei sadis, it's also mehani as long as he says a lashon Matana on one of the sadis. And if Sheishis is chelik on both them, and he says, Afilu shtei sadis u'shnei b'nei adam, as long as he said a lashon matana to one of them, it's mehani, even though he said a lashon yerusha to the second one. And Zakhtar, if Sheishis mena'a mina la detanya, if Sheishis brings a mekar for the shita from a b'raisa, ha'oime, one who says, b'shas b'sase t'nu shekel libni b'shabbis, that every week, what they should give from his yerusha, from the nachal that he's leaving over, they should give a shekel to his son every single week. They really need a seller for their expenses. In such a case, we assume his kavana was lavdafka a shekel. Tnisim lehem seller, you give kefit sarkam. However, Zakhtar Braisa, if he says a loshen of al titnu lehem ella shekel, in such a case, you give him dafka a shekel and you can't give them the seller. And the Braisa is messiah with the halacha that im omar im mesu yirshir achayim tachtayim. if he says that after his sons die, somebody else should yashin the money that's left over more than a shekel l'shabbos, in such a case, we assume the lashon of shekel l'shabbos is dafka. It doesn't matter if he says tnu or he says al titnu el shekel. In both of these cases, a neislam el shekel b'shabbos hagam tzorchem is a seller. We assume he's dafka. He wants to give them a shekel, being that he said somebody else should get it after they die. The lashon shekel is dafka. But Akoponim, the Braisa had said that if he said tnu shekel of nila shabbos and in mesu yirshu achem tachteim, he said a loshen matana to his sons, and he said a loshen yerusha to the achayim. And afilu achitz mehani amirosai, it's even though it's shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam, afilu achitz mehani amirosai, this that he says, yirshu achayim tachtayim. So to have sheishas, I have a mekar that afilu shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam, as long as he said a loshen matana to one, and a loshen yerusha to the other, it's mehani amirosai, because he said a loshen matana to the first one. And there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, why is it that this case is considered shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam? L'chayi, we're talking about one nechassim that he told his son to get a shekel l'shabbos, and the same nechassim, after the son dies, it's yirshu achein tachteim. So why is it that the Gemara considers it shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam, and therefore Rav Sheshet says he has a mekar to his shita that afilu shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam, as long as there's a lashon matana to one of them, it's mehani amirasai. Rabbi Nayin is mefarish, this that the Gemara considers it shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam is being that the sons are only getting shekel l'shabbos, and it's nizbar after the sons die that they were only yashin the nechassim. If they lived 30 weeks, they were only yashining 30 shkalim. And if they lived 100 weeks, they only yashin the 100 shkalim. And the rest of the nechassim wasn't pechlal the Yerusha. And the Yerusha achem tachteim is only going on whatever was left over that the sons didn't yashin. So it comes out the sons are yashining some of the nechassim, and the achem are yashining other nechassim. So it comes out that they are dealing with different money. Therefore, it's considered shtei sodis, meiler as aloch of shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam. And from the Ashbam, it's mevuah that he's chaydik on this Rabbeinu Yoina. The Ashbam is mefarish, the ve'af agav dikish, they saw this with shnei b'nei adam dami, the lebon of nosen shekel b'chol Shabbos, to his sons he gave a shekel l'chol Shabbos, kol yimei chayeyim, ve'amoyisim mayu shacheyim tachteyim. And whatever's left over, the other ones are going to come yarshin. So the Ashbam, ve'haynu ke'eni, shnei saw this with shnei b'nei adam. Why? She'in zeichin zeh b'chayi zeh klal, being that the achayim are not yarshin b'chlal b'chayi aben. So therefore, being that they're not getting the nechassim in the lifetime of each other, it's first the sons are getting it, and after the sons get it, then the achayim are getting it. They're not both yashning the sod b'sha'achas. They're both yashning the sod at two different times, and they're not overlapping to yashin the sod together. It has aloch of shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam. And the chori yesh lahar, why is it that the Rashbam wasn't mefarish like Rabbeinu Yoina? The Rashbam is saying that being that it's not the same time, they're not yashning the sadachas at the same time, it's not zeh b'chayi zeh, that's the halacha of shtei sodis. But why does he have to say a chiddush tikka pshat that it should be considered like a shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam? L'chayu it's a poshet shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam. Being that the sons are only yashning kefi the shekel l'shabbos kol yimei chayeyim, and whatever's left over, that's what Achayim's yashning, it's a regular shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam. Why does the Rashbam have to say a chiddush? That being that it's not zeh b'chayi zeh, different as halacha of kishtei sodis u'shnei b'nei adam dami. And it's mevuah from the Ashbam, that the Ashbam is not understanding the Yerusha of the Bonim, that they yashin only a shekel of Shabbos, and whatever whatever's left over, that's the Yerusha Achayim, that's neifel b'Yerusha l'Achayim. The sons are yashning all the nechassim. They are yashning all the nechassim with a right to collect the shekel of Shabbos. But the Yerusha, the Nesina to the Bonim, is a Nesina on all the nechassim, being that if the sons would live for a long time, they would get a shekel of Shabbos, even if it uses up all the nechassim, and male they really yashined all the nechassim. They yashin all the nechassim to take from these nechassim a shekel of Shabbos. Whatever's left over b'shas misasim, then achayim yirshu achayim tachteim, they come and yashin after them. But rather it's considered that the sons yashin all the nechassim with the right to take a shekel of Shabbos. Therefore, the Ashbam couldn't be mefarish like Rabbeinu Yoina, that they're yashining different monies, and therefore it's considered shtei sodis. Like the Ashbam, the reason why we consider it shtei sodis u'shnei b'nei adam, being that they're not yashining it together, it's not zeh b'chayi zeh, it's only after the sons die, then the achayim come and yashin the nechassim, therefore it's considered shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam. And this yesod that we have been mefarish according to the Ashbam, we will discuss Be'ezus Hashem later on in the shir also, that the Ashbam's understanding is that the banim are yashnik, the yashnik all the nechassim with the right to take a shekel to Shabbos. It's not the pshat, they're only yashnik a cheluk to nechassim, whatever it comes out to a shekel to Shabbos kol yimei chayeyim. And the Gemara answers this kasha from the Braisa of Tnu Shekel Levni. Zog the Gemara, it's not because shtei sodis and shnei b'nei adam, the lashon of matana to one is mehani for the one that he said Yerusha to. Only the reason why Yerusha Achem Tachtem, we say Dvar Viz Kayam, and we are discussing Roy L'Yoshai, and we're going according to Rabbi Yechonim and Breaker, that if he says Amisha Roy L'Yoshai, Afidu Loshna of Yerusha is Mehani, and that's why we say Yerusha Achem Tachtem is Dvar Viz Kayam. And the Rishonim ask a kash on this Gemara from this, that the Gemara answers that it's really Yosha, and that's why we say Yosha Achem Tachtem, it's Mehani Yami Yosai from the Gemara later. And we first have to Makdim Barichus, the Gemara later, and from there we will explain the Rishonim's kasha. The Gemara brings Toshman, a Braisa, Nichseloch, Vachrecha, Yirish Pliny. If one is giving a matana to another person, he says, Nichseloch, you should get the Nechasim, and after you, Vachrecha, Yirish Pliny, after you die, somebody else should yarshin you. And after that person, Achre, Achrecha, Yirish Pliny, a third person should get it after the second person yarshins it from the first. Dr. Bryce, in such a case, may Svishin is Kanashani, it's Mahani Amirosai, may Shani is Kanashlishi, and Dr. Bryce, but if it's may Shani Bechayavishin, if the second person dies before the first person, in such a case, we don't say it goes to the Shlishi, it's Yachsu Nechasim Liyoshevishin, then after the first person dies, the Nechasim go to the Yoshevishin. In fact, the Gemara, we see Nichse Loch, that's a Lashon of Maton, and afterwards he said, Achrecha Yirish Pliny. So even though we are discussing two different people, it's Shtei Sodis and Shnei Bnei Odom. So the Gemara, Agam, it's Shtei Sodis and Shnei Bnei Odom. We see it's Mahani Amir Yosei. So bring the Gemara, Raya, that by Shtei Sodis and Shnei Bnei Odom, as long as he says a Lashon Matana to one of them, it's Mahani Amir Yosei. So the Gemara, maybe over here also you'll answer, we are going according to Rabbi Yechonim and Breik, and we're discussing a Rayl Yoshei. So the Gemara, Imkain, why is it that May Sheni, we say that Allah is Kana Shlishi? Why do we say that after the second person dies, the Allah is that's Kana Shlishi? If one says Nichse Loch Vachrecha Leplani, somebody gives a matana to another person and he says Achrecha Leplani, that after you die it should go to a second person. And the Rishon is Reili Yosha, according to Rabbi Yechonim ben Breiko, the Allah is Ein Nisheni B'makom Rishon, it's not Mehani, this that he said Achrecha Leplani. And the Sheni doesn't get anything B'makom Rishon, Zog the Gemara, She'ein Zeh Loshen Matana El Loshen Yerusha, and Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik. Being that the person is Reili Yosha, Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik, so when the Rishon is Mekabel, the Matana is Ein Zeh Matana El Yerusha, and Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik, and therefore, being that Medina HaTorah, one who has Nechasim, it's Yerusha Ein Lehefsik, it goes to his children, and his children's children, we say, Ein Nesheni B'makom Rishon, it's not Mani, the Lashon of Achrecha. So Mekambakam, it can't be Mukim, the case of Achrecha, to be discussing the case of Reili Yosha. Mimele, it's back that the Gemara has a raya that we see Afilu Shtei Sodis and Shnei Bnei Odom. Also, the halacha is that as long as he says a Lashon Matana to one of them, it's Mehani Amir Yosei. So the Gemara, the Gemara is Messiah that we have a raya that Shtei Sodis and Shnei Bnei Odom. As long as he says a Lashon Matana to one of them, it's Mehani Amir Yosei. And this halacha mentioned in the Gemara that if one says on Misha Roy Liyoshe, Afilu, if he says he should be Nichse Lachta, Misha Roy Liyoshe, we say Ein Lesheni B'Makom Rishon because it's Ein Zeh Loshen Matana El Loshen Yerusha, and Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik. The din of Yerusha is that you go to a person's child and his child's child, and therefore we say Ein Lesheni B'Makom Rishon. There's a machlekes of Rishonim. When do we say this halacha according to Rabbi Yechonim and Breiko? She Ein Zeh Matana El Yerusha, and Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik. The Rashbam in Divya Maschalim Amar Leechem and Nichse Loch is Mevur that it's Davkif he said it by Loshen Yerusha. If according to Rabbi Yechonim and Breiko, he said on Misharoi LeYosha that he should Yarshin the Nechasim. And Achrecha Leplani, after he yarshins the Nechasim, it should go to Plani. In such a case, we say it's not Mehani Amir Yosei, being that it's Ein Zeh Loshen Matana El Loshen Yerusha, and Yerusha is in the Hefsik, therefore in the Sheni be Makom Rishon. But it's Mevur from the Rashbam, it's Davkif he said a Loshen of Yerusha. But if he said a Loshen of Matana, Afilo on Misha Roy Liyosha, according to Rabbi Yechonim and Breika, Afilo Achi, being that he said Beferish a Loshen of Matana, that is a Loshen of Matana, and then it would be Mehani if he says Matana to Pliny and Achrecha to Pliny, it would be Mehani, being that it's not a Yerusha, but he said a Loshen of Matana. When he says Loshen of Matana, we say that we don't say this Halach of Yusha and Lehefsik, and then when he says Achrecha to Pliny, it's Yesh Lesheni be Makom Rishon. And Kozer Shita Se Ashbam, the Rajba brings B'Shem HaGa'inim, and other Rishonim also bring B'Shem HaGa'inim. The Shitas HaGa'inim is, Afilu if he said a Lashon Matana, being that we're discussing somebody who's Reili Yosha, a Matana to a person that's Reili Yosha is a Yerusha. The Kavon is for Yerusha, and it's Chal as a Yerusha. And the Allah would be weiter, it would be Ein Lesheni B'Makom Rishon, because being that it's a Lashon, being that it's a Din of Yerusha, Ein Zeh Matana El Yerusha, and Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik. Being that it's a Misha Reili Yosha, a Matana Lacha Misa to somebody who's Reili Yosha is a Yerusha. And the halacha of Yerusha is that Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik, and the halacha would be Ein Nesheni B'Makom Rishon because Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik. And there's a third sheet in the Rishonim, the Shitas HaRambam is a Pshara, it's in between the Shitas HaRashbam and the Shitas HaGa'inim. The Rambam in Perek Yedbeiz Milchus Chiyo Matana brings the halacha of our Gemara that a Shchimerah says Nichse Leplani and Achrecha Leplani is Ein Nesheni El Mashashaya Rishon, being that it's a Yerusha Matana El Yerusha, and Mele Yerusha is Ein Lehefsik. But the Rambam in Halacha Vav brings that a Shchimera that says Nichsei Lach Bachrecha Leplayni, and the Rishon is really Yorshe, but he's Pirish V'Amar Loi Mishum Yerushani Noisim Lach Shein Lehevsek Ela B'Matana. He says, I'm not giving it to you be Yerusha Shein Lehevsek. My kavan is to give you B'Matana, so it should have a Hevsek. He speaks that it should be a matana, and he speaks that why he wants to give it a matana, because he doesn't want it to be in lehefsik. In such a case, it is mehani ami yosei. Hagam aloshen matana itself would not be mehani ami yosei, but if he spoke up beferish that I want it to have a hefsik, I don't want it to be a yerusha that's in lehefsik. I want it to be something that could have a hefsik. In such a case, it's mehani this, that he makes this into a loshen matana, and memele, it would be yesh l'sheni b'morka mishna, would not apply this halacha of yerusha in lehefsik. But al kapana, we have three sheetahs in the Gemara. The Shita Sarajbam is that by Loshen Matana there is a Hefsik, it's Dafka Vitav Loshen Yerusha. The Shita Sagainim is that I feel by Loshen Matana also, when one gives a Matana Lacha Misasai to somebody who's really Yoshi, that is a Yerusha, and the Allah is Yerusha in the Hefsik. And then with the Shita of the Rambam, that a Loshen Matana would be like the Shita Sagainim, that is a Yerusha, it's in the Hefsik. But if he spoke up a favor that he wishes to give it as a matana that will have a hefsik, and it's not dummy to Yerusha Shein Lehefsik, in such a case it's mahani, being that he spoke it up a favor, it's mahani ami yose, and it would be yesh l'sheni b'malka mishin, we would not have the halach of Yerusha Shein Lehefsik. Akopan infektiv yishayin in makasha, this that we have halach, that if it's amram by Misha v'yoy liyosha, there's halach of Yerusha Shein Lehefsik, v'yin l'sheni b'malka mishin. By the Braisa earlier, when one said, Tnu Shekel Libni, Vi Yeshu Achem Tachtem, Lechaira, his son is Misha Reuli Yoshe. So he said, Tnu Shekel Libni, he said, give him Matana Libni, a Shekel Shabbos Vi Yeshu Achem Tachtem. Why don't we say this halacha that being that he said, Aloshim Matana to Misha Reuli Yoshe, we should say, Yerusha Ein Lehevsek and Ein Nesheni B'Makamishin. Why is it that he said, Yeshu Achem Tachtem, which the Gemara's Mukum is discussing Misha Reuli Yoshe, and he says it Beloshim Yerusha? Why is it that it's Mahani Amirosai? Why do we say that it's Mahani and Siyesh Tashani B'Makam Mishin? L'chayra, the Ben is a Reuli Yerushai. Even if we said a Lashon of Matana, L'chayra, we should say that it's Ein Zeh Matana El Yerusha V'Yerusha Ein Lehevsek, and it's Ein Lashani B'Makam Mishin, and the Achim should not be able to get it from his son. And Zokti Balaam, more the Teretz is that being that he said Tnu Shekel Libni, he said a Lashon of Matana. When he speaks up with Ferish a Lashon of Matana, then even Amisha Reuli Yerushai, it has a Hefsek. And therefore, the halach is that Yesh L'sheni B'Makam Mishin, it's Mahani Ami Yosei that Yeshu Achem Tachtem. And the Balamor is going with the Shita of the Rashbam. The Rashbam we mentioned earlier, Shita of the Rashbam, is that if he spoke up a Befevish a Loshen of Matana, it's Dafka if he said Loshen Yerusha that we say Yerusha in Lehefsik. If he said Befevish a Loshen of Matana, it's Yesh Lehefsik. We assume it is a Matana, not a Yerusha. So the Balamor, being that he said a Loshen of Tnu Shekel Livni, therefore it's Yesh Lehefsik, and it's Yesh L'sheni B'Makam Mishin. And the Ravid in his Asagas on the Rambam, his Masak on the Rambam, he says the reason why the Rambam spoke out that if he said Beferish that he doesn't wish this to be a Yerusha Shein Lehefsek, only wishes it to be a Matana, in such a case it's Mahani Ami Yose and Yesh L'sheni B'Makam Mishin. So the Ravid, the reason why the Rambam said this Chiddush was to answer this Kasha. The Rambam wants to answer, why is it by Tnu Shekel Libni we say Yesh L'sheni B'Makam Mishin? So the Rambam speaks out that if he speaks up Beferish it should be a Loshen Matana and have a Hefsek, in such a case it's Mahani Ami Yose. And the Rambam's also coming to answer this kasha similar to the Baal Amor. They'll be discussing a case according to the Rambam that he spoke up beferish that he wishes it to be a matana that has a hefsik and not like a yerusha that's ain't la hefsik. That the Rambam in such a case it's mehani ami yosei, and that's how the Rambam answered this theory in the sugya. Zok the Ravid vein sorech al zeh, because we have other tributes into this kasha. And the chayiva the kavana of the Ravid is to what the Ravid answers in the Shita Mekubetzes in our sugya. The Shita Mekubetzes brings b'shem a Ravid. The Ravid answers that it's dafka by the case of Tnu Shekel of Ni v'Yishra Achayim Tachtayim. In such a case, being that the Bonim are only yashning the Shekel the Shabbos the Chol Yimei Chayim, and if they live 150 weeks, they're yashning 150 shkolim. But the Shah and the Chosim is b'chol not part of the Yerusha that Achayim are yashning miyat. Achayim yashning the Moisa and the Chosim miyat b'shas misosai. Bishas the Misa of the father and Miyad after he dies, the Achayim Ayashnik, whatever's left over from a Shekel to Shabbos, Kol Yimei Chayei Ben. Only it's only in this bar Bishas Misa Saben, how much that is. If they live 100 weeks, it comes out to 100 Shkolim, and everything more than that belongs to the Achayim. But our component being that it's two different Nechasim, the sons are Yashnik the Shkolim, and the Achayim Ayashnik the Misa Me'a Shekel to Shabbos, the Kol Yimei Chayei Ben. In such a case, we don't say Yerushalayim Lehefsik. Yerusha and the Hefsek is only on the same Sada, that the Sada was going first to the Misha Reuli Yoshei, and after it goes to Misha Reuli Yoshei, it should go to an Acher. In such a case, we say, no, Yerusha and the Hefsek, and it goes to the son of the person who's Reuli Yoshei. Mashenkin in our case, being that it's separate nechassim, he's giving only a shekel the Shabbos to his sons, and everything else is going to Achim. Over here, we can't say Bechla Yerushalayim lehefsek. And l'chayu this teretz of the Ravid is a pasha to teretz. Why is it that the other Rishayim don't answer like the Ravid? And l'chayu we could say that the Ravid is only good the fidashita of Rabbeinu Yehuda that we said over earlier. We said over earlier, Machlekes Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rashbam, that the Rashbam held when we say that the tnu shekel of Nila Shabbos, it's not the pshat, the son's only yarshning a shekel of Nila Shabbos. The son is yarshning all the nechassim. He's getting a right in all the nechassim to take a shekel of Shabbos. But being that the Yerusha is Bechol HaNechassim, it's not only in the Shekel the Shabbos, Zok the Rashbam, why is it that it's considered Shtei Sodis and Shnei B'nei Adam? Zok the Rashbam, it's only because it's not Zeh B'chai Yezeh, therefore it's considered Shtei Sodis and Shnei B'nei Adam. And according to the Shita of the Rashbam, we can't say like this Teretz of the Ravid, we can't say that the sons are Yashning only part of the Nechassim, and the Achim are Yashning other than the Nechassim, and therefore it doesn't pass the same Yerusha in Lehefsik. According to the Rashbam, the sons yashned all the nechassim with the right to take a shekel le Shabbos. Memela, according to the Rashbam, avad we say Yerushalayim lehefsek. We can't say like this teretz of the Ravid. It's only according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, who is mefarish the Gemara, why it's Shtei Sodis and Shnei B'nei Adam. It's being that the sons are only yashning a chelik of the nechassim, and Achim are yashning the other chelik of the nechassim. Zok the Ravid, who I didn't mele, we could say that we can't say over here Yerushalayim lehefsek. Being that the sons are only yashning a chelik of the nechassim, and a chenami on those, this that the sons yashning is ain lehefsek. But on the shara nechassim, achayim are yashning miyad b'shas the misa sa'av, the achayim are yashning whatever is left over from the nechassim, and doesn't pass the sale via b'chla, Yerushalayim lehefsek, and therefore the Gemara didn't ask over here, Yerushalayim lehefsek. That's why the Ravid answers the stira in our sugya. There are two other terutzim in Yerushalayim to this kasha. The Beis Yosef is medayik from Rashi and Ksubas and Daf Samach Tesom and Beis on other terrors to this kasha. Rashi and Ksubas and Daf Samach Tesom and Beis is mefarish. If one says Tnu Shekel Lebni v'Yirshu Achayim Tachteyim, so Rashi and it's Meis to Ben without any sons. Rashi is mukin the case of the Braisa. We are discussing a case where the Tnu Shekel Lebni that son when he died he himself didn't have any sons, and in such a case Yirshu Achayim Tachteyim it's Mehani Ami Rosai. So to be safe, why is it that Rashi was mukim the case that the son who's accepting a shekel l'shabbos didn't have any sons? So to be safe, Rashi is coming to answer this kasha. Why don't we say Yerushalayim lehefsek? And Rashi was answering the kasha by saying that being that this son doesn't have any sons, memela when the nechassim go now to the yorshim, they go first back to his father, and when they go back to his father, then they go to the yorshim of the father. They go to Seder Yerusha, they go up a door to the father, and they go to the yorshim of the father. And if the father doesn't have any sons or grandchildren to Yashin, it goes to his father, and it goes from his father to all of his grandchildren. And there we go, our Karev Koidim, it goes to the closest Karev. So the Beis Yosef, being that it has to go through the father, being that it goes, when the son dies without any sons, the Yerusha now goes through the father, and the father has a right to the Nechassim again. So Agam, normally we say Yerusha in Lehefsek, but over here the father has a Koyach with this, that he Yashins his son. And B'shas, the Yerusha that he yashins his son, he is saying Yishar Achim Tachteim. He has a koyach originally to say that when he's saying Tnu Shekel of Nila Shabbos, it should be Yishar Achim Tachteim. It shouldn't go to the Karev Koidim. It should go to the Yishar Achim Tachteim, that the Achim should go Yashin the Nechassim after his son. Being that he yashined it from his son and everybody's coming B'Mikoychoi, that gives him a right to say Yishar Achim Tachteim. Hagam normally Yerusha in Lehefsek, but over here we say being that it goes through the father can say Yishar Achim Tachteim. And this is a chiddush that even the father b'shasi's yashning a son isn't alive. Afiluachi, the father has the ability to say Yishra Achayim Tachteim, being that the Yerusha is going through him because it goes first to the father and after it goes to all of his yashim. And the Ktzayis Achayish in Simeration and Gimel in Sufkat Meches is Mayrich in the Pirush of this Beis Yosef Ayin Sham. There is a fifth teretz in the Rishonim. The Ramban brings the answer. There's a chilek. This that we say Yerusha in Lehefsek is dafke in the case when the person says Beloshin Maton or Loshin Yerusha to give him to Mishiroi Liyarshai. In such a case where it's not a nachal that's Bome Mela, it's not a Yerusha that happened by itself that Beshas Misasai, it went Memela to his children. Only he's being Mechalek Nechosav Apiv, and he gave it Beloshin Yerusha to Mishiroi Liyarshai. In such a case, we say that Allah is Yerusha in Lehefsek. Masha Enkin, in a case, if the father died without saying it should go Beloshin Yerusha to Mishiroi Liyarshai, only the father died and it fell Memelon Nechosav fell Lebanav, in such a case, we don't say this Halach of Yerusha in Lehefsek, and the father can say that Yishar Achayim Tachteim after the Mishiroi Liyarshai Yashin his Nechosim, it should go to Yishar Achayim Tachteim. Zag Damban Memelon, the case of the Bryce, the lady of Nechselach Vachrecha Yerushpani, is discussing a case of Mechalak Nechosav Apiv. He said a loshna matana or a loshna of Yerusha and Mishiroi Liyarshai. Over there, Zak the Gemara ain't the Sheni b'malkem Rishon because Yerusha is ain't lehefsek. But Mashenki, in the case of Tnu Shekel Livni, being that the son is Yashin's Bemela, he's not Yashin Mikoyach Mechalik Nechosav Al Piv, he's not Yashin Mikoyach this, that his father is giving to him Beloshim Antonu Aloshin of Yerusha. The son Yashin Bemela from his father, the father is limiting the son that it should be Dafka Shekel Lishabbos. But his Koyach Yerusha is the Koyach of Yerusha de Memela, so if the Amban by Yerusha de Memela, we don't say Yerusha in Lehevsik. And the Chayre, the Svar of the Amban is Tamua. Why should we say this, that Yerusha in Lehevsik should be Dafka by a case of a Mechalak Nechosav Apiv, when he said that he should give it to a Mishareel Yerusha, Beloshin of Yerusha? Over there we should say Yerusha in Lehevsik. Why would it be Dafka by the case when one is Mechalak Nechosav Apiv and he said a Loshin Yerusha, which is Mehani like a Yerusha, if we say Yerusha in Lehevsik? And B'mashenkin zak de'amban, by Yerusha de Memela, we don't say Yerusha in Lehevsik. L'chayre ipcha mistavr, by Yerusha de Memela, that's the real Yerusha, akosav b'kro. In such a case, we should for sure say Yerusha in Lehevsik. What does the Amban mean, that by Yerusha de Memela, we don't say Yerusha in Lehevsik? And the Nesivis in Simen Veshma, M'chesiv Katan Aleph, is mazbe de Amban, b'dvorim k'tzorim, but zak de Nesivis, the pshat is that there's a takonas chachom, that a shchiver has a right in Mechalik Nechosav Apiv. And Chazal will oikir the halach of Yerusha min HaTorah, that a Shchimer has the ability to say that La'achem Misosai, and it shouldn't go to the Yerushim, it should go b'matana to a different person. And that's the koyach of a takanas chacham of man, a Shchimer, that a Shchimer has a koyach to be misalak to the Yerusha min HaTorah, and give it to somebody else, La'achem Misosai. But this takana is dafka that La'achem Misosai, a person has a right one time to give it to one person. So the Nesivis, just like he has a right, miyad acham misosai, to say it shouldn't go to the Yoshim, it should go to somebody else. Mali miyad, mali lachazman. Mali, if he says that it should go miyad to somebody else, instead of going to the Yoshim. Or mali, if he says in 2 weeks it should go to somebody else. Or la'acham misas benay, it should go to somebody else. That's also part of the loy plug of a man. Just like Chazal and Misakin, that a person could say la'acham misosai, which should go to his Yoshim, that it shouldn't go to his Yoshim, it should go to somebody else. Who Adini has a right to say La'achas man, that La'acha Misas Benoi, it shouldn't go to his son's Yarshim, it should go to a second person, it should go Yeshua Achayim Tachtayim. But that's all part of the Takanas Chacham of Manish Chimra, that he has the ability to be Oikar Yerusha De'Raisa. Masha'inkin, when it comes to a person who's Mechalak Nechosav Apiv, and he said a Yeloshin of Yerusha on somebody who's Reili Yarshai, so he was already Mekayim the Halacha of Manish Chimra, he already was Mechalak Nechosav Apiv, and said Yeloshin Yerusha on Mishra Reili Yarshai to give it to somebody else. In such a case, he can't say that after that person should get it, should go achrecha leplani, should go to a third person. Being that it wasn't, he was ready oikar the halach of Yerusha idea mirosai, there is no halach of manishchimra to be oikar it again. Memela zok the Ramban, by mechalak nechosav apiv, then we go back to the din haTorah, that if he said beloshin Yerusha, misharei leYorsha, if he said Yerusha in lehefsik, and he doesn't have a koyach to say that it should go achrecha leplani, it should go to another person after that person dies, we say Yerusha in Lehevsek, and it goes to the Yerusha of the person that he said on Mishra Yerusha that he should get it. Mashenken, by the case of Yerusha de Memela, when he says Tnu Shekel Livni, when he says that when the Yerusha is happening by itself, there's a halach of Mali Miyad Mali Lachazman, there's a koyach of a matna shchimira, that a person has a koyach to be oikud Yerusha de Raisa, and he could say that after his son dies, instead of going to his son's Yerusha, it should Yishra Achayim Tachtayim, it should go to somebody else. And calls the nichol in the takanas hacham of a matna shchimira, zak the Ramban by Yerusha de Memela, a person if he wants can we say Yishra Achayim Tachtayim, and we don't say this halach of Yerusha in Lehevsik. Rakoponim it's Yotzal London. We have 5 terutzim to the kasha, the steer in the sugi that the Rishonim are asking. The Gemara brings a halacha that if one says a mishavoy liyosha, if he says it achrecha leplani, we say ain nisheni b'makim rishon, because being that the rishon is ain zematana liyerusha, Yerusha is ain lehefsik. So effectively, Rishonim, so is it that the sugi earlier says by tnu shekel lebni v'yosha achem tachteim is dvar v'skayame? Why don't we say being that his son is a mishavoy liyosha, we should say Yerusha ain lehefsik? So we spoke out the Fishitas Hashbam that says it's Dafka if he says Loshna Yerusha, but if he says Loshna Matana, we don't say Yerusha in Lehevsik, Lechayitz Miyushiv, the Kushis HaRishayim, and that's the way the Balamor answers the Kasha. We sort of wouldn't feed the Rambam speaks out if he's Mastan Beferish, it shouldn't be Yerusha in Lehevsik, only it should be a Loshna Matana, then it's Mahan Yami Rosai. So it's up to Raiva, the Rambam's coming to answer this Kasha that Tnu Shekel Livni Vach Yerusha Achein Tachteim, in such a case he spoke out Beferish, we're discussing a case. We said Tnu Shekel Livni, and it shouldn't be Yerusha Achein Lehefsik, and therefore it's Mehan Yami Rosi, the Yerusha Achein Tachteim, and we don't say Yerusha Achein Lehefsik. We said over a third teretz, the teretz of the Raiva, by the case of Tnu Shekel Livni, we are not discussing the same field. His sons are only Yarshening a Chelik of the Nechosim, a Shekel Leshabbos Kol Yemei Chayim, that's the Chelik of the Nechosim they are Yarshening. Mashenkin the Yerusha Achein Tachteim, they are Yarshening whatever's left over from the Shekel Leshabbos Kol Yemei Chayim Ben. And in such a case, we don't say Yerushalayim lehefsek, being that it's not the same nechasim. We have one discussing one half of the nechasim, and Achim Yashning a different half of the nechasim. In such a case, we don't say Yerushalayim lehefsek. And we spoke yet, that's called the dafka lefi the shita of Abayne Yoyner, that the reason why it's considered Shtei Sadist and Shnei Bnei Adam is because we're discussing two different nechasim. The sons are yashning a shekel the shavua because you make hayayim. Mashenkin dachem at the yashning the moisr on the shekel the Shabbos. Mashenkin the fishita seraj bam who is mifarish that the sons yashin everything with a right to take a shekel the Shabbos. And the achem are yashning after the chayya ben whatever the sons originally had. Look, it's back the question of the rishonim that why don't we say in such a case Yerushalayim lahefsek ain the sheni be makam rishon. We said, oh, our fourth teretz, the teretz that the Beseisav is medayik from the Divi Rashi and Ksubas and Daf Samach Tesam at base. Rashi is mukim the case of this brice of Tnu Shekel, Lebni, the Shabbos. We are discussing that the son died without any Yorshim, without any sons. And in such a case, where the son died without sons, then Yishua Achim Tachtem Dvar Vizkayamin. So after Beseisav, Rashi is answering this kasha. So Rashi, being that when the son dies, it has to go through the father, and then it goes to a Karv Kaidim, it goes to his father, we find the closest Karv, Mela, once it goes through the father has a right to say, Yeshua Achayim Tachtayim, that it shouldn't go to the Karv Kaidim, it should go to whichever Achir, whoever he says, she should yashin it, in such a case, Dvar Vizkayamin. We said over a fifth teretz, the Chiluk of the Ramban, that it's dafka by a case when he's being mechalak nechasav al piv, and he says a mishavoy liyoshe that he should get some of the nechasim. In such a case, we say in zem atana liyerusha for yerusha im lehefsik. Mashenkin by a case of yerusha de memela where it's being neifel leban of memela. In such a case, we say yerusha is yesh lehefsik, and he has a right to say that after the son dies, it should be yeshua achayim tachteim and shouldn't go to the yashim of his sons. And we said over in the sivit simin reish memches that's mazba the ramban. That when it comes to Yerusha the Memela, he has the right of a man and Shchimer to say that it shouldn't go to his son's Yerushim, it should go Yerushim Achayim Tachteim. So just like Chazal and Mesaka, that it could be Eikud that Yerusha the Raisa with a man and Shchimer Alach and Misosa and give it to an Acher, Mali Miyad, Mali Lachas Man. But calls the Dafka by Yerusha the Memela, Masha Inke, when it comes to a case when he was Mechalak Nechasav Apiv, and he said that Mishavoy Yerusha, he should get the Nechasim, he is already Eikud the regular Yerusha the Raisa, in such a case he doesn't have the Takon of a man and Shchimer to be able to say Yeshua Achayim Tachtayim. Over there we say, Eim Nesheni B'Makim Rishon, because Yerusha is Eim Lehefsek, and therefore he can't say Achrecha Leplayni. Over there we say Yerusha Eim Lehefsek, and that's the halacha the Gemara mentioned, that Eim Nesheni B'Makim Rishon, being that Yerusha is Eim Lehefsek. The Gemara is Mamshech this, that it says, Tiyufta Dekulu Tiyufta, from the Brais of Nechselach B'Achrecha Leplayni, we see Shtei Sadus and Shnei B'nei Adam, if he said a Loshen Matana for one, and makes Dvar of Kayam and Agam, that he said a Loshen Yerusha to the other one. The Gemara continues, Neima Tiavi Tifted the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had said that he's not kind by Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam until he says, Plainy, you plainy, Yershu, Sadi, plainy, so plenish and a satel with Matan of a Yershim. And we see from this Braisa that Afilu Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam, it's Mahani Alashim Matana to one. And the Gemara answers that we don't have a Tifted the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish could answer, we are discussing Teich Kedei Dibur. This that Reish Lakish said his Allah is Dafka Lachik Kedei Dibur, in such a case he's not kind with the regular Lashon Yerusha to one and the Lashon Matana to the other. But if it's Teich Kedei Dibur, he says Lashon Yerusha to one and the Lashon Matana to the other, in such a case it's Dvar of Kayam, and it's considered he said Yerusha Matana to both of them. And the Rashbam is Mefarish that it's Dafka according to Reish Lakish, the Gemara could say this teretz where this Reish Lakish is talking about Lachik Kedei Dibur, and the Brais is discussing Teich Kedei Dibur. But according to the other Amiram that the Gemara had said, Tiyufta de Kulu, Tiyufta, they couldn't answer. We are discussing Teich de Dibur, and they are discussing Lacha Kedei Dibur. Because if they are discussing Dafka Lacha Kedei Dibur, but in the case of Teich de Dibur, it's Mahani, the Loshen Matan, Afilu by Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam, let them talk about a case of Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam, that it's Mahani, but Teich de Dibur, and I would know Koshikain, Adam Echad, the Sada Achas, or Adam Echad, Shtei Sadis. Being that they discuss Dafka case of Adam Echad v'sada Achas, or Adam Echad u'shtei Sadis, or Shnei Bnei Adam v'sada Achas, these are all cases that would be a kol shekein from Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam b'teich Kedei Dibur. Zak the Rashbam, being that they discuss these cases, we see from there that Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam is not Mehani afilu b'teich Kedei Dibur. Mashenkin, according to Reish Lakish, the Gemara could say this, that he says Shtei Sadis and Shnei Bnei Adam, it's not Mehani, is Dafka by Lacha Kedei Dibur. But when it's Teich Kedei Dibur, it's Mahani D'Losh Namatana, and the Brice is discussing Teich Kedei Dibur. And the Gemara is Messiah, V'Hilchus or Teich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. The Bar Me Avoidus Kechavim V'Kedushim, when it comes to Avoidus Zorin Kedushim, then we don't say Teich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. And this that we have a halacha that Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. There are three shittos in the Rishayim from the Mefarish. What is the mekor for this halacha that we say Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami? Toisus in the Vermaskal, the Hilchus of being shittos Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Mefarish that it's a takonis chachom, that Chazal and Mesak and Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. Being that in a case where a person is in the middle of a Mekach and he makes a kinyan on a Mekach, and if his Rebbe walks by, the person won't be able to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Being that he's in the middle of a Mekach, and when he says Shalom Alecha Rebbe, he is not going to be able to be Chayzer from the Mekach, and there's a possibility that he wishes to be Chayzer. Therefore, with Chazal and Misakin, that Afilu Toich Kedei Dibur, a person can still be Chayzer, and he can say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, give Shalom to his Rebbe, and Afilu afterwards, he could still be Chayzer. It's a Takanas Chacham, that a person should be able to be Shoyel B'Shalom, even somebody walking by, Afilu if his Rebbe is walking by, and still be able to be Chayzer after the Shayla Shalom. The Ramban and the Nemuki Yosef and our Sugya being a second Shabbos Shem Arayvid. The Arayvid says, being that we find in the second parak of Brachas, the halacha is afilu teich birchas kriyishma. There is a halacha that a person can be shayl mipnei ayira. If a melech comes by, a person can be shayl shalom mipnei ayira mipnei akavod. So being that afilu besech birchas kriyishma, a person can be mafsek to be shayl shalom. When it comes to a head yet, a person could also be Shayla Shalom and still be Chayzer. We say Teich Kedibur is Kedibur Dami. And the Chayyid, as far as the Ravid is, that Shalom Yehei covered a head yet should be Yeser Chomer from Kvayt Shemayim. And being that when it comes to Bechaz Kriyashma, a person could be Mafsik up till Shayla Shalom. Huadin, also when it comes to head yet, also a person can be Mafsik Teich Shayla Shalom, and it's not going to be Nechshav a Hefsik. Shalom Yehei, the covered of a head yet shouldn't be more Chomer than Kvayt Shemayim. And there's a third sheet, there's the sheet of the Ran in the Dorm and Afpe Zayin. The Ran holds this that we say, Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami is not a Takanas Chachamim. It's a Din Dei Raisa that a person is not Gomer Bedaita until Achak Kedei Dibur. We cannot assume a Gmir's Das of a person, Teich Kedei Dibur, a person is not Gomer Bedaita from anything he does until Achak Kedei Dibur. Therefore, we say a person can be Chayzer, Teich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami, and the person can be Chayzer, Kozman is still Teich Kedei Dibur. Ako upanim, we have three shitas. Shitas Toisus, it's a takanas chacham, the besaych a mekach, a person should be able to be shoyl b'shloim rabbi. We have shita of the ravid, because we find that b'chiz kriyishma, a person could be shoyl mipnei ayira, who I do when it comes to head yet. Also, it's not considered a hefsek, and we say teich le dibur is kedibur dami. And the third shita, we have the ran, that is a svar dei raisa, that a person is not gomma bedaita until l'acha kedei dibur. In the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, it's mevuah tu chedushim, and l'chaya both chedushim are Toisus l'shitasai. It's the Rabbi Chanan and the Kavod Shurim brings a need in if a person when he says Teich Kedibur Kedibur Dami is it the Pshat Dafke if it's Teich Kedibur it's a feel the Rega after Teich Kedibur also we say Teich Kedibur Kedibur Dami and a person could still be Chayzer. Is it Dafke if it's Teich the Zman of a Shalom Alecha Rebbe or a feel the second after Shalom Alecha Rebbe also a person can still be Chayzer. So the Rabbi Chanan, this is a Machlikas HaMeirom in the beginning of the fourth parak of Nazir. And it's mevuah from Taisis Bayas, it's mevuah from Rabbeinu Tam that is going according to the Man D'Yomar that I feel the second after Teich Kedei Dibur also a person can still be Chayzer and still Nechshav Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. It's not only if it's Teich the Zman of Shalom Alecha Rebbe, but I feel the second afterward is Nechshav Kedibur Dami and a person can still be Chayzer. So to Abachonim, because we see according to Rabbeinu Tam the Iker that Takana was that he should be able to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe and still be Chayzer from the Mekach. When he says Shalom Alecha Rebbe and then he wishes to be Chayzer, it's going to be the second after the Teich Kedei Dibur. And Afilu Lachi, it's Nechshav Kedibur Dami. We see that Rabbeinu Tam is going to feed the man the Amr and Nazir, that Afilu the second after Teich Kedei Dibur is still Nechshav Kedibur Dami and a person can still be Chayzer. And it's also Mevuah from Tosfos, Hine Yeishlachko, by the Iker Alecha of Teich Kedei Dibur, what would be if not for the Takanas Chacham that Teich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami? Would it be that a person can never be Chayzer once he's Gomer or Mekach, a person cannot be Chayzer Bechlal? Or would we say without the halacha of Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami that when a person is going to the Mekach, the first second afterwards he can still be Chayzer? It's only after that Rega Acher the Gemara Kinyan, afterwards a person can't be Chayzer anymore. But the first second Min HaSvar, we would know a person can be Chayzer. The Chiddush of the Takanas Chachamim, that it's not only a second, that it also goes up until Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. And the Chayris Mavuah from Taisvis, that I feel without the Takanas Chachamim of Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, I would still know that a person can be Chayzer the Rega after a Kinyan. Because if it would be that there is no halacha b'chlal that a person can be chayzer, then why would Chazal be misakin that after a person finishes his kinyan, he should be able to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe and still be chayzer from the Mekach? If there is no halacha b'chlal that a person can be chayzer from the kinyan, why would Chazal be misakin Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? It's mevuah from Tosfos that be'etzem the person has a right to be chayzer the second after he's given me the kinyan. the Takanas Chacham must be Moisif that not only he has the second afterwards, but he also has Teich Tedibor. Teich the Zman of Shalom Alecha Rebbe, a person could be still be Chayzef in the Mekach. We say Teich Tedibor is Kedibor Dami. And Lechayre, these two Shitas of Teich are going to Shitasam. Being that Teich sells Min Asvara, that a person has the Rega after the Kinyan to be Chayzef. The Takanas Chachamim was that Teich Tedibor blibes, and we look at it Ki'ilu, this is still the Shas Adibor. This is still the Shastik Mar, the Kinyan, Teich Tedibos, Nechshav Zman Nechon, it's Kilu, he was just going with the Kinyan. And just like when he's going with the Kinyan, he has the second after the Kinyan, he could be Chayzer, who would then after the Teich Tedibos, also a person still has the right to be Chayzer, a second after the Teich Tedibos. The Takaras Acham was that Teich Tedibos is considered still the Zman of the Gemara Kinyan, and he still has the second afterwards that he could be Chayzer, so these two Chidushim of Teisus are going to Shitasam. He can be chayzer a second after the kinyan, we know min asvara, not mikaych the takana chachamim. And after the takana also, he has a second after teich ledi, but it's not that lav dafka teich the zman of shalom alecha rebbe. I feel the rega achrav also a person can still be chayzer, and we still say teich ledi is kedibur dami. On the terrace of the Nemuki Yosef that he was mefarish, this that we say teich ledi is kedibur dami is because it's dummy the biches kriyashma. And when it comes to Bichas Kriyashma, there's a halacha that a person can be shown with Nei Ayira, so we see it's not considered a hefsek. And the Chayri Yesh Lachka, what is the pshat in this halacha that we say a person can be shown with Nei Ayira? Is it the pshat that when a person is shalom from a melech or from somebody who is mechuyiv to be yari mimenu, it's not considered a hefsek, but chlal in the Bichas Kriyashma, being that the din is that he's supposed to be shalom b'shalom, it's not nechshav a hefsek? Or do we say, this that he's shalom is nechshav a hefsek? Only this that he's supposed to be shalom with Nei Ayira, this that he's supposed to be shalom with Nei Akavid, it being that the halacha is that he should be shalom with Nei Akavid, the inyan of being shalom with Nei Ayira and Akavid is doicha, this that there's an isoti mafsik v'teich peches kriyashma. And that's doicha, this that he can't be mafsik, and it's more important for him to be shalom with Nei Ayira. And it's mevuah from this Nemuki Yosef that he understood that it's not the pshat, that it's doicha, and he's allowed to be mafsik in the middle of his peches kriyashma, only it's not nechshav hefsik b'chlal. Being that we're learning out from this that a person can be shalom with Nei Ayira, that who are then when it comes to all Dinyani Hedyat, Teich Tedibos Kedibur Dami, we see it's not Nechshav Hefsek Bechlal. And just like we say in Birchis Kriyashma, it's not Nechshav Hefsek Bechlal, who are then when it comes to a Hedyat, it's Nechshav Zman Echad, and it's Nechshav Kishas Adibo, it's not Nechshav Hefsek in the Zman, it's Nechshav Bezman Echad, a person can be saved, be Chayza Teich Tedibo, it's not Nechshav at Nigmar and Inyan, until Teich Tedibo, we look at the two times altogether, Teich Tedibo is Kedibur Dami. The third sheet that we said over is the sheet of the Ran. The Ran says that it's a svara that a person isn't gomer bedaita until the after this man of Teich Ledibo, we don't assume a kmiyastas of the person. And the Rishonim ask Akasha on the Ran, if it's a svara that a person is not gomer bedaita until Achak Ledibo, the Gemara in the Dharmadav Peizayin tells us that if a person is Kerea al-Mesai and it was Nisbara that Peshasi was Kerea, really the Mes was still alive. And he was mace teich de diba of the mace kriya that the person did, that he ripped his beged ala mace. Dr. Gemara being that teich de diba is considered chasa mace, that's nechshav a kriya ala mace, and the person doesn't have to rip again. In fact, if we shine him on the ran, if the entire din of teich de diba kediba dami is only because we say that a person isn't gomer bedait until achet kede diba, when it comes to kriya ala mace, a mace of ripping, it's not totally gemiras das. So how is it that we said if the person died teich de diba after he ripped his beged ala meis, it's nechshav a kriya ala meis and he doesn't have to rip again? How does it pass bechlal to say a teich de diba kedibur dami that if you look at it like a kriya ala meis? We see from here that it's not a svar and gemiras das bechlal, and luchay this akasha on the ran. Zokta divi yecheskel, the ran is mefarish the halach of kriya ala meis similar to the way Tosis is mefarish according to Rabbeinu Tam. Taisis asks, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a takanas chachamim, why is it the chazal included in the takana also a case of kriya la meis, that we should say when a person rips a la meis, if the meis dies, teich de diba of the kriya, it's nechshav a kriya. For Taisis, why would chazal have a takana that we should say that teich de diba is considered still the zman of the kriya, and it's nechshav a kriya la meis? So Taisis loy plug rabbanon, being that chazal said teich de diba is kediba dami when it comes to a person being gamer mekach, the takana was the gedda. This takana was that teich ledibur is considered zman echad. It's considered one time. We don't look at it as a separation in time. Teich ledibur is considered as zman echad. The meila who are doing when it comes to kriya also it's nechshav as zman echad. Aloy plug rabbanon and it's nechshav kriya la meis being that the meis died b'seich ledibur. Dr. Divayecheskel, the kavon of the ran is not that a person is not gomer bedait until achad ledibur. So we don't see a gmiras das. The kavon of the ran is being that normally a person isn't gomer bedait until achak de dibor. It's a svara that the kavon of the Torah was that teich de dibor is nechshav zman echot. and being that the kavanas ha'toyer was that a person isn't gomer b'dayta until achik teidibo, if it's nechshav as man echad, it's nechshav as man echad for everything, even for kriya lameis. In we say midai reis that's nechshav as man echad teichredibo kedibo dami. It's not a svar in Gemiras Das by itself. It's because we see by Gemiras Das a person isn't gomer b'dayt until achik kedei dibor. Memela we assume that the Torah's kavanah was that should be nechshav as man echad. And I feel when it comes to kriya la meis also it's nechshav as man echad. And if the meis dies b'teich kedei dibor of the kriya, it would be nechshav a kriya la meis. The kavanah of the ran is similar to Rabbeinu Tam. Just like Rabbeinu Tam says it's a loy plug rabbanon in the takanas racham. The gedder is that it's nechshav as man echad. Who would in the kavanah of the ran is that it's nechshav as man echad, being that that's the svar that a person is normally gomer b'dayt el achik kedei dibor. And if it would apply a filu to kriya la meis also would be nechshav as man echad. The Gemara is Messiah with a psak vilchasa kol teich kedei dibor kedei dibor domi lebar me'avodes kerechovim v'kedushin bipaskne kol ha'terekula teich kedei dibor kedei dibor domi. Aside from when it comes to avodes zorah and kedushin over there, we paskin teich kedei dibor lav kedei dibor domi. Toisus and divya maschal chutz me'avodes kerechovim brings the Gemara in the Dharma daf pei zayin. The Gemara there paskin zilchasa teich kedei dibor kedei dibor domi lebar me'avodes kerechovim megadeif mekadeish umegarish. The Gemara there lists four things. Avodas Kerchovim, Megadef, Mekadesh, and Megarish that we say Teich Kedei Dibor, Lav Kedei Dibor Domi. And Tosis explains that these two sugyas are not arguing. The Gemara in the Dorm lists four things, and our sugya is Kitzer Kan. The Gemara is Mekatzer because Megadef is Bechal Avodas Kerchovim, and Megarish is Bechal Mekadesh, Ki Tam Echad Lohem. So Tosis, therefore, the Kavan of our sugya is also these four things. Only the Gemara is Mekatzer, and it says Avodas Kerchovim and Kedushin, but it really means to include also Megadif Bechlal Avodas Kerchovim, and Megarish is Bechlal Mekadish. The Rambam in Perek Tezvov, Milchus Maisa, Kabanis Paskin, Zaraime Vlodisho Zu Oilev, Hishlomim Dvarvis Kayamin. And if he says Hishlomim U Vlada Oilev, he says that this animal should be a Shlomim, and the Vlada of the animal should be an Oilev. If this is what he was Neskavin for, Metchilo Dvarvis Kayamin. Zokteriyaman, but if it's after that it was Gomer Belieber and he said he's Shlomim, then he wishes to be Moisev with Vlada Oila, in such a case, if he says the Aimed Dvar of Klum and the animal and its Vlad is a carbon Shlomim. And Zokteriyaman, the reason she ain't Chazorah be Hektish va Afilu be Teich Kedei Dibor. When it comes to Hektish, one cannot be Chazor Afilu be Seich Kedei Dibor. A person cannot be Chazor mi Dibor when it comes to Hektish. This that we say Hilchasan Kol Tarekula that Teich Kedei Dibor is Kedei Dibor Dami is in Kol Tarekula Chutz me Hektish. When it comes to Hektish, the Allah is Teich Kedei Dibor is Lav Kedei Dibor Dami. And this is also the sheet of Tosis and Menachson Daf Pei Aleph, and Tosis there is Mefarish. Why is it by Hektish we say Teich Kedei Dibor is Lav Kedei Dibor Dami? So Tosis is being that Ami Rossi, the Gavoyas, Kimisir Rossi, the Hedjah, therefore we say Teich Kedei Dibor is Lav Kedei Dibor Dami, and a person cannot be Choyza from this that there was a Misir Rossi, the Hedjah. A person can't be Choyza, but Teich Kedei Dibor. Maybe that's also part of this list of things that Teich Kedei Dibor, Lav Kedei Dibor Dami. The Shach in Choshe Mishpin, Simen Reshno Nesef Kotten, he is Medaik from Tosis on our Sugya that he's Cholik on the Rambam and on Tosis Simen Ochis. Zok the Shach, this that Tosis and the Nemuk Yosef in our Sugya and the Ran in the Dorm ask, why is it that the Gemara says, Chutz Me'avodes Kerchovim V'Kedushin, the Chayvishin could also Megadif and Gerushin? And they answer, Kivan that it's Tam Echad Lem, therefore Megadif Bechal Avodes Zorin, Megarish is Bechal Mekadish. It's mashma that this list is dafka, and it's only the things on this list that are the things that we say that teich kedei dibor lav kedei dibor dami. But anything else is bechlal the hilchus of the gemara that hilchus of teich kedei dibor is kedei dibor dami. So the shach it's mashma that afilu by hektish. Also according to Tosfos teich kedei dibor is kedei dibor dami, not like Tosfos and the Rambam hold that when it comes to hektish teich kedei dibor is lav kedei dibor dami. A person cannot be chayzef mektish b'seich teich kedei dibor. And the chayyur the shidas of Rambam is torah bir. Why is it that when it comes to Hektish, we say that Allah is Teich Kedei Dibor is Lav Kedei Dibor Dami? And Tosis is Mefarish because Ami Rossi Legevoy Kimisi Rossi Lehedjit. When it comes to Kinyonim by a Hedjit, a person could be Chayzef from a Kinyon that he makes Besech Teich Kedei Dibor. A person can be Chayzef, he's Makna Lachaver and he made a Maisa Kinyon, he could be Chayzef from this that he made a Maisa Kinyon Besech Teich Kedei Dibor. So Maishna by Hektish that we say being that it's Misi Rossi Lehedjit, that the Amir itself is a Misi Lehedjit, if we can't be Chayzef Besech Kedei Dibor. Why is it worse than a Misiri Lehedjit itself that the Allah is by Misiri Lehedjit, a person can be Chayzeh B'Seich Teich Kedei Dibor? And the Avnei Meluah Mincim in Chav Zayin Tziv Katan Tess is Mefarish that this that a person can be Chayzeh B'Seich Teich Kedei Dibor when it comes to Misiri Lehedjit is not the pshat that he's being Chayzeh from the Misira. A person cannot be Chayzeh from a Maisa Kinyan. A Dibor cannot become Aideh Chazor of a Dibor, he cannot come and be Mevatel a Maisa, this that he was Maisa Achefetz and he was Makna Achefetz Lachaveret. This time we find the halacha that a person can be chayzer from a mesira lehedit, he can be chayzer from a kinyan that was made for a hedit. Zok davne meluam is being that every maisa kinyan that's made is really being megala and a gilay das and a kavana that he wishes to be makna the chayfetz lachaveret. He can be chayzer from the kavana and the gilay das and the dibur that this maisa kinyan that he's making should be a maisa akna. And once he's chayzer from the das and the amira that went into this kinyan, the entire kinyan is bottle. Look, it turns out it's a maisa without a kavana. It's a maisa without a dibur. In such a case, it's just a maisa mesira without any kavana for kinyan. Avada, such a maisa kinyan isn't kind. But the ikke of the chazor is not that he's being chayzer from the maisa, it's because he can be chayzer from the kavana that one needs in order for the maisa to be a maisa kinyan. Zog davni mulum is called the dafka by a hedjit. Masha enki, when it comes to the gavoya, when being that amirosi, the gavoya is kimisirosi lehedjit. Where it's not the pshat that there's a maisa mesira and a kavana that goes behind the maisa mesira. Only the amira itself is considered a maisa. The amira and the kavana that he has to give this chayfetz to hektish when it comes to hektish is not nechshav an amira by itself. It's not nechshav just a dibor. It's nechshav a maisa mesira. Amirosi legevoya has the koyach of a mesira, blibes a maisa kinyan. So in such a case, a person can't be chayzer with a dibor. The only way he can usually be chayzer from a dibor is being chayzer from the kavana. Being that in our case, the kavan itself is a maisa, like osi the dibo b'sechik the dibo to be mevatel the maisa, which is the dibo of hektish, which is nechshav into a maisa. Memela zok the Rambam ein chazor el hektish b'sechik the dibo and tosis is mefarish and menachis because amirosi legevoy kemisirosi legit. Being that the dibo itself is a maisa, a person can't come with a maisa dibo b'sechik the dibo to be chayzer from nasiya. Being that the dibo is nechshav nasiya, a person can't be chayzer b'sechik the dibo, and that's why tosis and menachis and the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.